Okay, go ahead and lie on your backs. We are doing lesson number 441 on the sides, rotation, side bending with your arms and legs. Okay? We've done this lesson before, so I will put today's date, which is the 31st of the 2018. I will put the date after the title, and it will be under mid-back, the category. So for those of you that it's your first time, and even if it's not your first time, so what I was just speaking about is some of you are familiar with, but those of you that you're not, is that I have a website, so I record these lessons so that you can go, Oh, is that for another class? Okay. So that you can listen to the lesson again. A lot of people that travel and stuff, they can listen to the lessons when they're in other places and so forth, so they're recorded. So I have, I don't know, there's close to 700 now recorded. So it just makes it really nice if you're traveling, you're at home, you don't feel like coming to a class, you can always listen to me at home. So it's just an option. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. And the best way to get there is just to Google my name, Sharon Sturica. It'll pull up right away saying Movement Educator, and you just click on. And under the top category of workshops is where you go, and you'll find online classes. Okay, so in saying that, how we start a lesson is by you lying on your back and bringing yourself to start to become aware of how you're lying on the floor today, how you're making contact with the floor. And so what does that mean? So what it means is that you start to do what we call like a body scan. And in this scan, you're going from the back of your head, let's say to your shoulders, your mid-back, your lower back, your pelvis, your extremities being your arms and your legs, and you're noticing how you make contact with the floor with those different parts of yourself. And then you're comparing and contrasting the sides, so to speak. Maybe one shoulder feels a little higher than the other shoulder. One leg feels a little longer than the other leg. One leg might be a little more turned out than the other. So those are just examples of what you might be experiencing or sensing about yourself. And why it's important to become aware of yourself right now and how you sense yourself is as we move through the lesson, things will begin to change and you will experience yourself differently. So in today's lesson, it's real important that I drew your attention to comparing the two sides, because we are going to work on the sides today, and we're going to work on one side to start with and then move to the other side. And so you'll get some big comparisons as we work with one side and then go to the other side. And then lastly, you're going to very gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Go slow and gentle, just to observe how does your neck feel today. So we've been working quite a bit with your cervical spine lately. For several of you, the noise got quiet, or any kind of grinding or popping, it's been very quiet in your neck. So just see how it feels this morning. Excellent. And then bring your head back to the center. And then the other movement that you're going to do that we started to introduce last week is you're going to side bend your head. So what that means is the back of your head stays flat on the floor. And think about leaning your left ear down to your left shoulder. Come back to the center and then take your right ear to your right shoulder. Right? So this is a lateral bend in your neck. And we talked about last week that we all laterally bend much easier to one side because of that nifty little thing called a cell phone. Right? So you're just observing for yourself, which side does the ear come closer to the shoulder? Good. Okay. And then from there, you're going to start off by bending your knees. We're just going to refresh what we've done the last couple weeks. So with your knees bent and your feet standing, we've been doing a movement of tilting your pelvis, so to speak, so you flatten your lower back and arch the lower back. So there's no, so to speak, lifting. You're really tilting, right? So you move from flattening your lower back to sitting on your tailbone. And in that transition, the back flattens and arches. And with that, you've been paying attention to the back of your head sliding on the floor so that you grow tall and then your head pulls down, right? There's no movement with your chin and face. Remember, your head grows tall, and then as you push the belly out, the head pulls down. And then when you flatten the lower back, your head grows tall. Excellent. Good. And then from here, we introduced the side bending movement. So you're going to just pause in the center. And let's start by going to the left. So you're going to start to have your left ear approach your left shoulder. And at the same time, you're going to slide your left arm down as if to slide towards your left heel. So now as the back of the head slides to the left, you bend the ribs on the left and then come back to the center. And let's just do the left side. And this actually allows the side bending in your head to feel a little easier because the ribs are participating. So you scrunch the ribs together on the left side. The left ear comes to the left shoulder. Your left hand approaches your left foot. And then observe what's happening on the right side. So back to this comparison of the two sides. So the right side is expanding. The left side is shortening. Does that make sense to everyone? And then you come back to the center. It's kind of like making a half of a snow angel. Okay, let's try the same thing going to the right. Okay, so you take the right ear towards the right shoulder, you slide the right arm down, and you bring the ribs together on the right side. And what's real important, again, is to be aware, how do you do it on this side? Can you bend with the same kind of ease to the right side as the left? We all have one side that's easier. For me, I bend way easier to the left side. And there's nothing good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just noticing. What is it like for you? How do you go to the right? And again, the right arm is sliding down to the right heel. And then if you'd like, you can now start to alternate. You go once to the right, come to the center, and then go once to the left. And if you really can begin to have the attention of bending coming from the ribs so that your head and neck kind of goes along for the ride, so you're not overbending in your cervical spine. So you go a little bit to the right, come back to the center, a little bit to the left, back to the center. Nice. Okay. And then we're going to let all that go. You're going to lengthen your legs and rest on your back to observe how you're resting on your back now. Okay, so from here, you're now going to roll over onto your right side. And so once you're on your right side, your two arms are straight out in front of you. So the left arm is on top of the right arm and your knees are bent. So you're like in a semi-fetal position. And most importantly is your head. So you want your head to be resting on the floor. If that is challenging, I see for a couple of you, I will bring you a little something to have under your head because you don't want your head hanging. There we go, that's better. And now you're gonna start with a movement with your left arm. Put a little, there you go, a little bit, there you go. And you're gonna start to raise your left arm, bringing it up towards the ceiling, no further, and then bringing it back in front of you, okay? And I know for most of you, as you start this movement, you're doing it pretty much with your arm. So I'd like you to slow the movement down and you start to connect the movement with your spine, your sternum, and your head. So what that means is as you begin to raise your arm, you're gonna look at your arm and you're gonna let your head, eyes, and chest all turn towards the ceiling. So that your arm then suddenly becomes lighter. What's real important is that you follow the movement of your arm with your head in your eyes so that as the fingertips come to the ceiling, so does your face. Your chest opens, which allows breath and breathing. Excellent. Now the next time that you bring your arm up to the ceiling, pause there. Make sure that your face is orientated towards the ceiling. And from here, you're going to bring your left arm to rest on the floor behind you. So just bring it on the floor behind you. That's it. So it's behind you. It's out to the side behind you. So you have your arms straight out, that's it. And it's the back of your palm. So that's above you. Think of behind you, there you go. Okay, so this is a big rotational twist in your spine. So that's why it's real important that your face is towards the ceiling. Okay? So from here, you're going to start to slide your left arm down towards the left side of you. And your head is going to bend to the left as well. Okay? So the same movement you did on your back, you're now going to do in this rotational position. So think of the back of the head goes with your arm, side bending. So you're in a rotational plane, side bending. So your arm stays on the ground and it slides down towards your buttocks and it slides back up. And the back of your head goes along with the movement. So you don't roll your head. You side bend.
Oh, got it. Okay. Thank you.
Easy. Let's scoot this over for you. So, it's a little funny. There you go. It's going to be a little hard to keep that under you. Here.
Sorry.
Let me reposition it.
Actually, I don't even need it.
You think you're okay? Okay. So you slide, that's it, Bonnie, the back of the head, that's it, over to the left, slide the arm down, and then you come back to the center. You okay? Yeah, okay, so think less about your arm and think more about your spine. So everything bends like that, see?
Good.
Don't worry about the arm. Let the body, yes. So we're going to just do it a little bit longer. I know it's a very funny position. You're in a rotation and you're side bending. So it feels a little peculiar. That's it. Okay. Come back to bringing the left arm up to the ceiling, all the way over to the right, where you started. And now just a few times before you go to your back, you're going to just lift your arm up to the ceiling, following it, and come back. Right? It feels super easy now. All of a sudden, rotation got much easier. Right? It's like, this is like, boy, this is so easy now. Beautiful. Okay. From there, let's have you roll onto your back. Have your arms long, legs long. You might have to just kind of move around a little bit to kind of get yourself what you might feel centered. And this is where it's real critical to now examine, right? How are you feeling? Comparing one side to the other, right? What did we just do with the left side? How does the left leg feel? The left side of your pelvis. Your shoulders. Okay, we're going to return on to the right side. So we're going to work a little longer with the right side. So come back onto the right side, stack the arms, stack the legs. That's it. Okay, and now keeping your arms stacked for right now and just your head resting on the floor, you're going to do a movement now with your left leg. So would like you to have your left leg slide off the right leg so that your left foot comes behind you. So think that you're gonna like kick the wall behind you. So eventually the left knee is lying behind the right knee and then you stack them again. So you bring it back up and then you slide it behind you. And feel what this movement does to your lower back. Right, so it creates an arch. So you bring the leg behind and then stack it again. Don't keep it there, right? So you really have to lie on your right side and find a way to slide the left leg behind you and then bring it back. It's a really important movement for balance. Now, the next time that you bring the left leg behind you, you're going to keep it there. So it means the left knee is lying on the floor, kind of behind the right foot calf area. The left foot is pointed towards the wall, right? He's fine. It just tells us how tight he is in his hips, right? You got tight hips. See if this can just relax a little bit in his back. This is going to help him a lot. Okay, now in this position, you're going to start to raise that left arm to the ceiling. Follow it with your head, eyes, face. Let your face stay towards the ceiling and continue to bring the left arm behind you. Right where we were before. So now you got the left arm behind you and your left foot. Right? And you're going to side bend again with your head and your ribs and slide that left hand down towards the left foot. But you got to keep your knees over to the right, right? So it's a big rotation with extension and side bending. So you're actually doing all directions of movement together. Side bending, and you feel the belly pushes out as you side bend, increasing the rotation. Let the back of the head go with you so it slides. That's it. And then you come back, making sure that you're breathing. Beautiful. And some of you can even touch the back of your heel, your foot. Okay? So to add one more movement in before we rest, as you slide back like that, can you kick the foot a little bit up to touch the hand? Right? So you get a bigger arch in the lower back. Right? So you got, again, extension, side bending, and rotation. So believe it or not, this is running on your side. This is what it looks like to run. Beautiful. Okay. Slowly bring that left arm up and over yourself. Come back to resting on the right side. Bring the left leg to stack on top of the right. And once you're in this position, just a couple of times, bring your left arm up to the ceiling. Bring it behind you now. Super easy. Right now, it's super easy. And come back over. So just feel how easy rotation has become. And just do that maybe once more. And then you'll go to lie on your back and rest to compare the two sides. So again, how is the left side compared to the right? And especially now by moving that left leg behind you, just see if it feels like 3 or 4 inches longer. It's like somehow that whole side got lengthened. So what's so wonderful about rotation, it is the direction of movement that creates length in your spine. So it's like pulling all the kinks, so to speak, out of your spine. Now slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left just to compare the rolling of your head to each side and just the ease right now. how this rotation and side bending is creating so much ease in the cervical spine. Beautiful. And then just come back to the center and take another moment to just observe how you're feeling. What do you like about what you're sensing and feeling right now? What's different? Okay, we're going to go one more time back onto your right side before we switch over. So please bring yourself back onto your right side. Stack the arms, stack the legs. Okay, so we're going to change the legs a little bit. This is a little bit more peculiar. Is you're going to slide your right leg, the leg that you're lying on. So it's going to come behind you. So the left leg falls in forward. That's it. And then you stack them again. And then, so you bring the right leg back under where it was, so they're stacked again, and then you kick the right leg behind. So bring it back, that's it. And at first it can feel a little awkward, and then it gets really quite easy to move the underside leg. That's it. In fact, we do this at night a lot. Now keep that right leg kicked behind you. And now you're going to start to raise, so keep it behind you. So see if this can relax. Yes, so much work. There you go. Now you're going to lift that left arm up to the ceiling, letting your face come to the ceiling. Bring the left arm behind you. And once you're there, you're going to go back into your side bending. So you're going to think of your head and your whole trunk bending to the side. Not so much in your neck, right? It's all about your ribs bending. And that left hand is now going to touch your right foot, which in some ways is easier than when we did the left foot. And then this is really the true form of running, because we move the opposite shoulder with the opposite leg. We're contralateral. So can you start to kick the right leg back even more? So it's almost like you kick the foot to enter your hand, as if you're going to hold on to the heel. And you take your head and your arm right over there by side bending. Your chest is opening up with the rotation. I don't know why I think of a starfish. But I think that I'm a starfish when I'm doing this movement. That's it. Just a couple more times. So you always go back to the beginning, and then you repeat. Bending. That's it. Really kicking. The more that you can kick that leg behind you, opening that right thigh. Let the left leg just rest in front of you. Right? So for some of you, and don't take this the wrong way, men, right? So men, because they've got often the tighter lower back and hips, it's really hard for them to let this knee rest down on the ground. So try not to hold it in the air. And that has to do with your lower back. There you go. Okay, now slowly bring the legs stacked. Then you're going to bring that left arm up and over back to the right side. Keeping the legs stacked, you're now going to bring the arm back up to the ceiling, following it with your face and eyes. Bring it behind you. And probably both arms can lie completely flat on the ground now, effortless. That was hard in the beginning. Right? Everybody's shoulder was up and right? So look at how much the rotation has improved. Right? It's not such a big deal now. And then you come back over to the right side. And you can try that movement one more time and then come to resting on your backs. Okay, let's rest on your backs. So again, really sensing now, probably a little more balance going on between the legs and the openness in the pelvis and the hips. And just feel the openness in your chest. Feel the openness in your shoulders. So even though we've been moving, so to speak, the left side, there's still been an opening occurring on the right side, right? Because we've been moving the left side away from the right side. Gently roll your head a little bit to the left and right. So not side bend, but roll it. So turn your face and just feel the ease. So for almost all of you now, your chin is rolling all the way to your shoulders, right? It's just really easy to roll your head now. Nice. Okay, so before we go to lying on your left side, I'd like you to just stay on your back for a moment and just take a minute here to think through what we did on the right side. And I'm not gonna tell you the order in which we did things, because I just want you to think it through, and I would like you to just allow steps to show up for you in the order that they do. So it's not pertinent that you have it in the right order. Things will show up how it had importance to you. And just kind of take yourself through the different variations we did in your mind. And this is one of the most important, if not the most important, aspects of this work, is connecting your brain, your nervous system, to your body, to your muscles. And it's happening in this, what you're doing right now. As you're thinking through the steps, impulses are being sent to your muscles. There's a communication going on that doesn't have to occur with movement. It occurs in the awareness and thought. Beautiful. So hopefully you've run through some of the different variations, seeing in your mind's eye what you were doing. And so now we're going to go ahead and take you over to your left side. And I'll take you through the order we did go through. So what we started with was, now you're going to raise your right arm. You're going to follow with your head and your eyes so that your face turns towards the ceiling. And just gradually giving yourself 3 or 4 times to do this so that you eventually can bring that right arm to rest behind you. No hurry, but what you are going to experience is, now that we've done this movement on one side, it's so much easier on this side, right? I mean, this is how profound change is. Your brain is working really, really fast, and it's already connecting the dots. Now, once that arm is behind you, you're going to keep it there, and we added in the side bending. So you start to slide the back of your head and your right arm down your side. Both legs are still stacked. And you're just introducing how the right side of the ribs come together, sliding the right arm down in the back of the head. Probably most importantly is feeling the movement all orchestrated together. So there's no pulling on your arm, no pulling on your neck. You're really feeling the bending in your ribs. Observing your breath and your breathing, Beautiful. And then come back, bringing your right arm back over to your side to the left. And then just a couple of times, going through the motion of bringing it up to the ceiling, following it with your head and eyes, bringing it behind you, feeling the ease of rotation. So you're rotating your spine in the opposite direction now. Just like side bending, all of us usually have a way that we rotate better. So again, it's just an observation. How is rotation for you with this side? Slowly let that go, come onto your backs and rest. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll onto your left side again. Keeping the arms stacked, so you're on your left side. You're going to slide your top leg, your right leg behind you. Right? So it slides behind you and falls off, and then you stack them again. And then you're going to slide that right leg behind you and keep it there. So as much as possible is finding a way to have that right knee rest on the floor, right? So it's a side bending in the pelvis. It's some extension in the back. Bringing the right arm up to the ceiling, following it with your head and eyes. Coming behind you to rest on the floor. And then from here, you side bend to the right, sliding the back of your head, your ribs to the right to reach down for the right heel, and then come back to the center again. So really feel what's happening in the ribs and your spine. Right, they're bending in the ribs. It's not reaching down with your right arm. So if you're experiencing any pull in the right shoulder, you're not bending with the right ribs or sliding your head to the right. So really side bend to the right. That's it. Beautiful. Come back. Bring the right leg on top of the left, stack the legs, bring your right arm over to the left in front of you, and then just a couple of times, raise that right arm up to the ceiling, bringing it behind you, feeling what the rotation is like now. Did something become a little easier, a little softer? How is the chest opening up? And then slowly let that go, roll onto your back and rest with your legs long, your arms long. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll onto your left side again. Right, and once you're on your left side, keeping the right arm on top of the left, you're gonna slide the left leg, the bottom leg behind you. Right, and this is actually easier than one thinks. It's a little more comfortable. So you slide it and then you bring it back in front of you and stack them. Feel what you do in the hip joint and feel what you do in your back, your lower back and the arch. The belly protrudes forward, right? So this is really, again, a side version of running. Kicking the leg behind you, opening the hip joint, extending the spine. And then the next time that you bring the left leg behind you, keep it behind there. The right knee is resting on the floor in front of you. And then you're going to raise up the right arm to the ceiling and bring it behind you. Your face towards the ceiling, and then you're going to side bend to reach that right arm down towards your left foot. So again, I don't know why I think of being a starfish, but I do. And can you even kick the left foot a little bit more back, right? So they come closer. So it creates a bigger arch, a bigger rotation in the spine. So you've got extension, side bending, and rotation all occurring. In front of you. Yep, there you go. Make sure you're breathing. That's it. Okay. So, first of all, bring that right arm back over to the left. Then you're going to stack the legs again. And now, keeping the legs stacked, you're going to raise your right arm to the ceiling and bring it behind you. And just see if both shoulders now can rest on the floor. Feel how your chest opens up to the ceiling. Right? That's become pretty easy now. Beautiful. And then from there, you're going to roll onto your back and rest. Okay, so from here, we're going to just revisit the starting position. So you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. That's it. And first of all, you're going to tilt the pelvis a little bit into flattening and then arching, 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And just feel the smoothness of that now, right? So what's really interesting and also fabulous about this work is when you improve any direction. So we were just doing a lot with rotation. It made this movement better. So that's the great thing about this work. Anything that improves makes everything better. Often people think that they have to work on something very specific to make, like if it's the lower back, I gotta work with the lower back to make the lower back better. Not necessarily. You've been doing a lot of rotation with your spine and it made things way better in your hips and pelvis. Excellent. Okay, find neutral, and now we're gonna do the side bending. So let's start with the left side, sliding your head to the left and sliding your left hand down. And don't be too surprised if your hand can touch your heel, and have it the back of your hand, so turn your palm up so that you can maybe even step in your hand now. how much better the side bending has become. So bend to the left and then come back to the center and try again to step your left heel into your left hand. Yeah, hold on to your heel, right? Beautiful. And now let's try that to the right. So again, the bending is coming from the ribs, right? Your head goes along for a ride. It's the back of the hand sliding on the floor so that your right heel can step into the fingertips in your hand. And then you can start to alternate. Once to the right, once to the left. Beautiful. Come back to the center. Let's pause, straighten your legs, and rest for a moment. And then one last time, please bend your knees, bring them up to standing. And let's go ahead and go through your circle, your clock. So for those of you that have been coming the last several weeks, you know how to do this. For those of you that haven't been here or are new, go to the place of flattening your lower back. I'm going to call that 12. And then start to curve and arch over to the right, which is 3 o'clock. Circle around to sitting on your tailbone, which is 6 o'clock. And then come over to the left, which is 9 o'clock. And so you're moving your pelvis in a circle, but you keep your legs standing. There you go. And now just a little more gentle. That's it. So no lifting. Here, come back. Here. Okay, spread your legs first of all. Spread your legs. There you go. Okay, here. Okay. Now come over here with your pelvis. That's it. Now arch. Arch. That's it. Easy. Beautiful. Now, can you breathe? Don't hold your breath. And now change the direction of the circle. Easy. Easy. Go slower. So we rush things when we don't feel stable. When things don't feel easy, we find ourselves hurrying. That's a really important distinguish to make. So when you do these movements, you really want to be able to go super slow and feel it effortless. So if there's a feeling of like I'm rushing through this, slow it down. Find the ease. And again, if you haven't changed the direction, change the direction of the circle. And if you have been here for the last few weeks, really observing and noticing how what we did today created an ease with the clock. And how your head is also making a clock, right? The back of your head is moving. Okay, and then bring that to a close. Straighten your legs and just rest on your back. Recalling how you felt when you first came in to class today. Your first experience of lying on the floor and how it feels different now. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Again, just observing and noticing the ease of rolling your head to each side. Okay. And then from here, you're going to roll to your side. You'll see everything we did in the lesson today will make it rolling to the side really easy to bring yourselves up to eventually sitting and standing to see how you feel from this lesson in standing.